Have you heard enough about the tight ends and defensive line this week? If the answer is no, stay tuned to Snap Judgments. They're brought to you by Byers Auto. That's Bill Landis, Jeremy Birmingham. I'm Austin Ward. We heard from another handful of Buckeyes, but they are from the exact same position group that we talked to their coaches on Tuesday. So, Bill, did you learn more today from the players than you did from the assistants?
Yeah, probably a little bit, right? Well, it's good to talk to the players and, like, get their perspective, I guess, on the things that the coaches say. Typically, those line up, and I think they lined up today, but it's nice to hear it in the players' own words. I'm ready to, like, start driving the hype train, the bus. You drive a train? You drive a train.
You conduct
the hype train.
Engineer a train.
For Jason Moore. Like, he's a monster.
You and Berm both.
He's gigantic.
Teaming up against my guy, Caden McDonald.
No, we can play together. It's great. Because you get one guy's 6'6", 305, and the other guy's like 6'2", 340. It's great. It's like opposites. But Jason Moore is he said he's, what, 30-ish pounds heavier than he was in high school, but still feels like he's moving perhaps even better than he did in high school. It was funny. He was like talking about his length. He's like defensive end arm length, but he's playing three technique. And someone asked him, like, oh, what's it like to, like, play at that size, at that position? He's like, real? It's unreal. I was like, yeah, it probably is. Like, I don't envy the interior offensive
lineman. Yeah, I bet there aren't a lot of guards that like it.
Yeah, who have to deal with a guy who's that tall and that long. And, like, he is probably an outlier physically for someone who wants to play that position at 6, I think close to 6'6", and 305 and really long arms. But looking for guys who can step up at defensive tackle behind the top two. I don't know if we have a great feel for who that is. You can tell me it's going to be any of the guys we talked to today, and I'll believe you, but I think the guy that I'm maybe most excited about now is Jason Moore.
Larry Johnson called him pretty much the ideal three technique earlier in the week, and you think back to some of the taller or converted defensive ends that Ohio State has had success there with, a season for Jayshon Cornell, for example, or when Adolphus Washington moved inside.
That's a good comparison.
I mean, Jason Moore is taller than both of those guys, but they tried to add the weight on for Jayshon Cornell to get there. Adolphus Washington was pretty close to this build already, and that worked out pretty good.
Yeah, and the thing about a lot of these guys we talked to today, like, it's kind of unfortunate because this isn't the season we really are going to count on them to be, like, the contributors, the every-down guys, because there are still the little issue of Tylee Williams and Ty Hamilton. Those are the starters. But between Hero Canoe, Caden McDonald, Jason Moore, like, the depth at defensive tackle might be as good as it's been in a long time at Ohio State. I'm not going to try to put a year on it, but listening to them, what I really appreciated about all three of those guys is that all of them are extremely confident. They are willing to be patient, and they understand that this is the process. And there's a lot of times when we can pick apart Larry Johnson's approach to things, and maybe he doesn't rotate enough, maybe he rotates too much, maybe his recruiting is weird because he's like, it's all reclusive and quiet, but his guys buy into what he sells more than probably any coach I've ever seen at Ohio State. And you can hear, they all take on his personality, and sometimes that's maddening, but it does mean that they are sticking around. And Caden Curry was asked, like, pretty much point blank, like, JT and Jack came back, why did you, like, he's like, what, why would I go anywhere? Like, I asked him, do you appreciate this line of questioning? And the answer was obviously no.
No. A little bit of pushback, maybe more so than normal, from Kenyatta Jackson on that front, that he thought that he I don't mean to turn this into a feud or, you know, anything like that, but he talked about off-season conversations with Larry Johnson where he thought that he should have played more a year ago. A lot of that stuff doesn't usually spill out of the Rushman room. But I think we all thought that Kenyatta Jackson would have an opportunity to play more, and some of that was related to playing Jack and JT at the level they did. And he said they had to have off-season conversations. He is still here. They got together, and he said they worked on a solution for that. We'll see what that means. He also said that he thought he was going to get more reps in the spring than he has been. So that was – what you're talking about, I agree with. Like, 99% of the time, there is complete unison and buy-in, and I don't know if I'm reading too much into what Kenyatta Jackson said. Probably am, but it felt like there was just a little bit more uncertainty with that particular spot than others.
And it's harder, I imagine, in a situation like Kenyatta Jackson, who has Miami and Florida State and Florida picking at him through all offseason and saying, come home, you'll play at one of these three schools in a major conference, or, you know, national championship aspiration type schools, versus Caden Curry, who's like, come to Indiana. Like, that's not the same conversation. Sure. I know there are other schools that would certainly welcome Caden Curry, but when you talk about a guy transferring, like oftentimes it's to get closer to home. And that is much different for Kenyatta Jackson. And there was a lot of Kenyatta Jackson transfer discussion this offseason. So Larry Johnson, I think on Tuesday, when he said, I know I need to play these guys more, like, I think that's him understanding the issue. So now we'll see if that comes to fruition this spring.
Yeah, I mean,
which we'll find out on Saturday.
He needs to play him more for a lot of reasons. That's one of them. And it was puzzling to me that the ends didn't play more. Like, I get, like, in hindsight, the tackles not playing as much because those guys were pretty young. Or
Jason Moore couldn't play last year because he was hurt.
Yeah, and, like, Caden McDonald's a freshman. And, like, Hiro Kanoo has been playing football for, like, 4 years, right? So, like, I he played some. But, like, I understand the tackle piece. He had your top three. I thought that Kenyatta and Caden should have gotten more run last year, if anything, to keep Jack and JT from playing 600 snaps like they did. So, like, that's part of the conversation, too. I think everyone's kind of on the same page, too. It seems like, that is a big talking point for that group is, like, the depth has to be better. We might play 16, 17 games this year. We're going to need everybody. And Larry wants to play them early, too, so which I think makes sense, right? I think, like, September should be a lot of Kenyatta Jackson and Caden Curry and Hiro Kanoo and Jason Moore, like, save the top four guys for when you really need them in the stretch of the season. But you can't just throw them out there, right? That's like this spring is making sure that those guys are ready to take on that workload come the fall. And it seems like they're ready for the challenge of it. I don't know. Like, not to say that they're destroying everybody every time they're out there, but I sense a lot of confidence from all the guys we talked to.
There is a heated competition going on between Caden McDonald and Caden Curry to play fullback. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
I asked Caden McDonald, which position does he enjoy more? And he said fullback, because I like to score. I'm like, okay, well, so how come you didn't petition for the football in the Cotton Bowl? And he said that he's a team player and he was just going to run whatever plays. But you could get the sense he really wants to have the football.
Well, Caden Curry does too, and he's like the offensive scoring fullback, and Caden McDonald is the blocking fullback, which that's probably
two fullback set.
Yeah, let's see it. Mm. How about
a little 23 personnel?
Yeah.
We were talking off camera after recording this morning's podcast daily about some feedback that players on the team were giving about Caden McDonald. And I asked a couple guys today, and the response that I got, two guys, there was an eye popping, like, you know, the cartoons, when it was wooga wooga, that thing.
I believe it's awooga.
Awooga wooga. It's a dialect. I don't understand. I don't understand cartoon dialect. Huh. And the other guy said he's a bleeping bull.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, this is.
It's weird that he talked with a bleep.
Yeah.
Is he a cartoon? Was he an actual cartoon?
Awooga. There's a lot of hype around these guys, and it's not just Jason Moore. It's not just, like, it's emanating throughout the room. So, like, you're going to see them. I'm really excited on Saturday to see what those guys do to the offensive line.
And then flash forward to Saturday afternoon, be like, oh my God, what's wrong with the offensive line?
Yeah, right, I promise exactly. I'm not going to do that. If they decimate the offensive line,
I bet you he does
it. I'm going to celebrate their success. It's positive. It's positive 2024. We've already talked about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think you're not going to be positive about it.
No. If the offensive line gets worked on Saturday, we're going to talk about it. But, you know, both things can be exciting. Like, you know, I hope that the offensive line performs well on Saturday, but I'm also excited to watch these young defensive tackles play as well. Like, Caden McDonald, we heard this, or you specifically, I think, were the one talking about it last year toward the middle of the season and was kind of on alert for that to lead to more playing time, and it really didn't. But, I mean, it's nice to hear that it's carrying over. And, you know, he's, what's he, 330? I don't know what he's officially listed out on the roster, but, like, he's like Tyleek Williams, man. He's not as tall as Tyleek, but I think, like, bowling ball of a human being who moves incredibly well, I think we'll find a spot on this defensive line.
Yeah, another guy who is putting on weight, maximizing the winter workouts, and then trying to get a bunch of playing time, Jelani Thurman. I believe he said he was up to 260 now. If he had said 290, I probably would have believed it.
He's a big cat.
He's huge. And yeah. There was a time berm, like, late last year where it felt like the all-around stuff, not just blocking, but also catching, like, he needed to take steps forward in every department of the game. He kind of acknowledged that a little bit, but also said that primarily the mission this spring was to embrace the dirty work and do more blocking. And I know that that's, like, a tired tight end conversation to have, but he didn't seem irritated by it because he was playing more at wide receiver in high school, and this was really the first time trying to do that while adding weight to get up to 260 pounds.
If you don't embrace it, you're not going to play. Sure. So, yeah. I mean, it is, I assume, music to the ears of Keenan Bailey, but the fact is, is all of the accolades, all the hype, all of the conversation that we have about guys coming in as freshmen, like the minute that you're on the field and you're at Rutgers in week 10 and Ohio State is down to their fourth and fifth tight ends and they play the walk-on over you, that better be a wake-up call. And I assume it probably was for Jelani Thurman. And then 2 weeks later, you have him signaling a first down when it wasn't a first down. And like these little things where you're like, okay, like
with there, gusto too.
Yeah, there is
a wooga.
There's a mental side to this development that like gets overlooked most of the time because guys like him are so freaky athletically.
Yeah.
But Ohio State is just not going to play guys that aren't ready to play. And trust me when I tell you, they want to play the highly recruited freshmen, but they're not going to if they're not ready to go. And he was not. So
yeah,
this is a different situation. There's no Cade Stover. Will Kaczmarek is a guy that is coming in raw from OU, and you don't know exactly how ready he's going to be. G. Scott is not a traditional tight end. Like the door is wide open for Jelani Thurman. Just walk through it, man. Mm-hmm. And he seems like he's embracing that.
They went into the Cotton Bowl, it seemed like, with the thought that he was going to play a lot. And then he got a couple snaps, and they kind of changed course there. And he said, like, that was because I wasn't getting the job done. And they thought there were other guys who could do it better than me, so they put him in the game. And, like, that's good perspective to, like, understand that. Now I'm just kind of curious what he does with it, right? Like, you can't let an opportunity like that sort of just, like, pass. It's like, oh, well, like, I guess we'll get him next time. Like, that should light a fire under you. Same thing as, you know, playing walk-ons ahead of you, too. Like, it's not unusual, I think, for a freshman to like not quite grasp that immediately. But now he's heading into his second year. I hope that he does because the talent's clearly off the charts, and so is the potential. And to your point, Berm, like they need someone to step up at that position. Like again, I'm not. Like, you go back to our conversation a couple days ago. Like it's okay that they don't know who tight end one is right now, I suppose, but you'd like to see a guy like Jelani Thurman really push for that by the end of the spring.
What did you take away from Bennett Christian? I know he's been sort of one you've circled.
Yeah, again, another guy with good perspective, I think. It was, you know, made like an honest mistake, I think, last year. He said that the thing he got pinched for was like something you can go buy at GNC. It wasn't like he was doing anything nefarious. He just probably wasn't as educated as he needed to be. And he said, like, the lesson in that is, like, don't do anything outside of here.
Yeah, don't shop at GNC.
Don't shop at GNC. So
there will not be an NIL sponsorship at GNC.
No, but he tried to make the most out of last year. He was on scout team the whole time, he said, you know, blocking Jack and JT a lot. And he feels like he did find a way to get better. There are a lot of ways you can respond to what happened to him last year, and it seems like Bennett Christian took the best possible route there. You know, what that means for this year, not entirely sure. Time will tell, I suppose, but
he's big.
He is a big kid. He said sometimes he's watching film and he doesn't know if he's watching himself or Will Kaczmarek because they're kind of built the same way, which I thought was funny. But like I said it before, like they need a reliable inline blocker to step up in this group, and I don't know who it's going to be. Which is to say, like, why couldn't it be Bennett Christian? So we'll see.
I think he's actually the most likely candidate to be that guy for Ohio State based on what we've seen in the limited time this spring and what we know of G. Scott's career and what we've seen out of Jelani Thurman and what we watched out of Will Kaczmarek on the tape at OU. Like, Will might be the starter by the time this all said and done, and I still believe he will be tight end one come fall, but there is an opportunity for that Jake Hausman role that Ohio State wants, especially in this Chip Kelly offense. Like, they're going to want to exploit the ability to run. And you can do that by having a third tight end out there at times. And Bennett is the guy that's most likely to do that.
Well, we'll see how those positions and all the others respond on Saturday. Practice number 7 is done, and Student Appreciation Day is up next on deck. Can't wait for that one. Get a good look at the Buckeyes as they pass the midway part of camp. Hope you enjoyed more conversation about the tight ends and defensive line. We enjoyed bringing it to you on Snap Judgments. They're brought to you by Byers Auto. He's Bill, that's Berm. I'm Austin. We will talk to you later.